Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Concluding the incident of Taif, last we had mentioned the Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had sought refuge in the garden of Utbah and Shayba, and his slave Andas had come to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So after that, Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anha says that I once asked Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam if he ever experienced a day more severe than the day of Uhud. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, "Well, the difficulties I suffered at the hands of your people were difficulties that I had somehow managed. But the most punishing day to me was the day at Taif. I returned from them very disappointed. I recovered a bit as I reached a place called Qarn al-Tha'alib, when all of a sudden I lifted my head and I saw a cloud covering me. Jibreel alayhi salam, who was also in the cloud, called out to me, 'Allah knows about the behavior of your people. Allah has sent to you Malakul Jibal, the angel of the mountains. You may command him to do as you wish.' The angel in charge of the mountains greeted me with salam and said, 'O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent me to you. I am Malakul Jibal, the angel in charge of the mountains. The mountains are totally in my control. You may command me to do as you wish. If you command me, I will drop these two mountains on either side of Makkah and Taif and crush everyone within them.' Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, 'No, I have hope that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will create from their children people who will worship him alone without joining any partners to him.' Such was the forgiveness of Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq. SubhanAllah.